Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Searsville, and we hope you do get everything straight on that end, which I'm sure you will. But anyway, we do wish that everybody does appreciate the word of Yahweh. You know, we are hearing you in the background, Brother Sear, but most of the time I truly know that all of the people out there that are listening, most will understand, and some will not believe. Others maybe will be confused or would not accept all the words of Yahweh, and the reason being that's without proper teaching, because it's already been known and written that in the book of James 5:20 it says, if you listen to verse 20 or read it, it says, let him know that he which converted the sinner, transgressor, from the error of his ways shall save a multitude from death and shall hide a multitude of his sins. Well, we came on the network a few days ago, and we were speaking about people that will read the Bible. As I mentioned once before, we had one person to read the Bible to us, a particular verse, and I asked him out of concern. I said, okay. Now, this was previously mentioned the other day. What does this verse mean to you? And he turned around and read the verse to me again. Well, I thought maybe I didn't quite understand. So, as I mentioned before, I had him, okay, interpret the verse again. What does the verse mean to you? I found out that he was not the only one that did that. Quite a few people, even one of the ministers that I met, read the verse again instead of interpreting the verse. So this is a problem. This is why we come to you with the truth as it is written in the King James Bible. Because we will know that people are out there that will change or convert the truth into good-sounding lies. Well, I thought about that. Is it really lies, or is it their confusion? You know, because sometimes if they're confused, it may sound like deception if they're trying to explain it to you, or possibly like a lie. And as the seer did say, we do apologize about the noises in the background because they are having some technical difficulties on his end. So, okay, sorry about that, everyone. Looks like we had technical difficulties on Mr. Tibbs here. I was just speaking about having different people to be confused in the word. And sometimes that confusion may sound like deception. This is why we come to you with the truth as it was written in the King James Bible. And as I said, we do apologize about the technical difficulties we're having. We come to you with the truth because we do know that people change or convert the truth into good-sounding lies. And an example of that is in the book of Proverbs, a book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 21. 21 says, "The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart." His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Well, you look at that and you think, many people, they talk pretty smooth, but all the time what they're saying is to damage your integrity. Pull you away from Yahuwah's word or over into their deceptive thinking. We'll look in the book of James at chapter 3, verse number 8. And 8 says, "But the tongue no man can tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison." So out of the 100K plus out there, we look at the point that if we can only help one, we've done our job. And guess what? If we help do save more, we might hear from Yahweh himself. And like in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 21. 21 says, "His Yahweh said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Yahweh." So we look, there's a lot of things that are done to impede our progress. Backbiting, phone calls, numerous distractions, sometimes even technical difficulties, even trying to lead us astray in Yahweh's words. But many of these things will not work because we stick to the words that are written in the King James Bible, strong in that belief. Our ministry might be like a dot on a white piece of paper, but with the six camps that are working in unison, now that dot size with C's Royals attendance, that's the people listening, now that dot on a white piece of paper will soon look like checkerboard, all on one card, and Yahweh's word. So when teaching Yahweh's word, you will know and we know that we will make enemies and believers, because it's told us that in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 20 to 21, 20 says, "Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will also obey yours. 21, they will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me." Well, we're here. We're sent by Yahweh to give you the words as they have truly should have meaning from the Bible. There's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahweh's word. And some receive it and commend it and add unto it. And some listen to the same word, casting it behind their back, which is not so good for others learning Yahweh's word. We call them raven wolves in sheep clothing that come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking, spreading your rumors of non-Yahwali things. They have not yet realized they're here for one reason, not who sits on your left or who sits on your right, to spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahweh. Because we find out that without proper teaching, we meet the blind who leads the blind, leading you away from the Bible precept, the Sabbath days, and your own double-minded speeches. Such on Sabbath days, this is a righteous day of Yahweh. And we look at that all questions should be related to any one of the six anointed camps during the first 6 days, not on the Sabbath day. There's a few verses to explain why we say that. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, looking at verses 12, 14, and 20. Let's see. Verse 12 says, "Moreover, thou leadest them into the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go." 13, "Thou camest down also on Mount Sinai and speakest with them from heaven, and gavest them righteous judgment, and true laws and good statutes and commandments," to our instructions. 14, "and madest known unto them thy righteous Sabbath, commandments, precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant. 20, thou gavest also good spirit to instruct them, whereas heldest thou manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst." Well, we're thirsty for the word of Yahweh, because we all come to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening can never understand, as we said before. And that's what we do with
proper teaching to get you to understand the word of Yahuwah. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knowledge, and you came to seek this information, and you found out what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Our general time, starting with the change in the season, is 7:15 to 10:15. Looks like today we started at 7:30 with technical difficulties, but we're trying to iron them out as we speak. Now, the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class is 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Let them at search line in a www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But by clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as it says in previous use. For doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. We look at verse 7. It says, give unto Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, we have a calendar that you can check to keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers and click the red live button as soon as this appears, and this will put you right into a live online broadcast. And when it does, we hope we don't have technical difficulties because that is something that, as I said before, we're working on to try to alleviate as I speak. Now, we have a couple of email addresses also. The first is tribe. That's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics answered. The other is yhdh@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers for this year during program time, as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We use a few Bible verses to explain why, because there's also physical examples that happen sometimes during our broadcast with interruptions. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13 says, he that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly, and shame unto him or her. In the book of Sirach, there's a backup verse for that also. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8 says, answer not before they heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. Well, even after hearing that, There's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say, which causes a lot of chaos and disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken. And I suppose they just may ignore or might not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son, as told us in the book of Matthew. When we look at chapter 22, verse number 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. And we find that this is also necessary to mention, once again, do not contact the seer directly via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Talking to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember that if you have any particular issues, you can always contact the international line to voice your opinions. Our international line number is 224-600-5579. This is where you can voice most of your opinions at. Now, for the live conference room, where all of the action of Yahuwah's word is happening, we have one number, which is 319-527-6065. If you have any particular questions, remember to call the international line where you can speak to any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not the seer. His hands is already full with 100% of what he can do, and he can't do any more besides Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. It's quoted, as I said before, in the book of Matthew, 19:26. Now, if you missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated at 9:45 or later. To get there, open up any search engine, and right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Well, today is another day that we're pretty busy. We're working on our network, trying to get everything straightened out. It's not often that we do have communication troubles. You know, we usually have those ironed out before our program starts. Well, sometimes that does not stop the word of Yahuwah, because nothing has changed except the number of people that come to listen to Yahuwah's word, which is always an increasing number, and that's a good thing. Because we always have those people out there that command Yahuwah's word, add on to it, and we look at the people only following that, casting the same words behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible. And we speak about them most of the time. These are the ones that take the verses meaning another way, as I've mentioned before in previous broadcasts, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listener, who flips the pages in the Bible to look like he's paying attention, but when you ask him to speak the words of Yahuwah, he's completely lost. The problem that this causes, no one has never thought that time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. So we have to remember, don't forget what Yahuwah the Son has told us about the impossible past Yahuwah's creation. That was mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. So we have to begin to realize the Bible tells us that as a man or woman, we're measured by our works, the things we think, do, and say. That's why we try to bring you into a particular understanding that a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his students, he has to walk through that same door himself. because there are those out there that ask questions for learning Yahuwah's word, and they're pretty serious. They really want to know. And then we have the others that ask just to see if you really know or to trip you up. That's why I always remind everyone, a teacher can't learn from students, but already having knowledge, a teacher gains experience by teaching. And that's because he already knows. You know, we have a choice that was given us, and that choice was given us in the book of Deuteronomy. Our choice. That choice is in chapter 30, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, as I've said many times before after hearing this verse, I already know which one that I would choose. And most of us out there with biblical education, we know what we would choose also. You know, we're currently in a time that we're talking about the dark times of Christianity, the Roman Catholic Church, the great beast. This is what most of our conversation has been, or this episode has been about. You know, there's only one church that I can think of, the Roman Catholic Church, that used to have soldiers that fought for them. They used to go out and roam the land, bring back riches and all kinds of things that they could back to the church. And they would say, God wills it. The Crusaders is what they were called. They were well known for the events of the Middle Ages, a bitter flowering event of faith that saw vast armies clash over gold and Yahuwah. And Pope Urban II calls to arm in November 10, 1095. It ignited the first of eight crusades. It was a cataclysm of violence unleashed against the enemy. Now, guess who he called the enemy? It was an accursed race, a race wholly alienated from Yahuwah, as was said, a generation that's not set forth their heart aright, whose spirit was not steadfast with Yahuwah. This affects the world to this day, and so does the reasoning that launched such wars. The Pope's wording allowed such enemies to be found not just in the Middle East, but wherever found those who did not have the Crusaders, the Catholic faith, who did not give honor which you rendered to the righteous church. Now, these Crusaders, they were a series of religious wars, to let you know. In Western Asia and Europe, where they initiated, supported and sometimes directed by the Roman Catholic Church between the 11th and the 17th century, the Crusaders differed from other religious conflicts. They were what you might call participants and bought forgiveness for confessions of sins. That's the part I really like. You can buy your professions for sins. Pope Urban II, otherwise known as Odo Colenio or Odo de Langri, he was the head of the Catholic Church and ruler of the Papal States from March 12 to 1088 until his death. He is best known for initiating the Crusades. Well, some of the other things the Catholic Church was known for, as I said before, they were soldiers that fought for the church. One of the other things that was on the table, excommunication. I'll let you know what that is. It was the act of officially executing or excluding someone from participating in the sacraments and service of the Christian church. Also, confession booths. I think most remember the confession booths in the Catholic Church. Confessional is a box, cabinet, or booth, or stall, in which the priest and some Christian churches would sit to hear confessions of penance. There was also mention of rosary beads. We did this before, mentioning about the rosary beads in the Catholic Church. And this is how they were used. The rosary bead is a tool. It was an aid for prayer and meditation. The beads of the rosary count the prayers as they were recited out loud or in mind. The rosary bead helped you keep track of how many times you said a prayer. which allows you to have clear your mind and meditate on prayer more beneficially. Now, what do we look at? We look at the book of Matthew's, chapter 6, verse number 7. And I'll tell you why. Verse 7 says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard much for their speaking. Well, you said once to Yahuwah, he's already heard it. That's what that means. Another thing, did you know about their Bible? Now, the Catholic Bible, this is another thing to look at. They have 72 of 73 books, when we're at 66. Need to do your research and find out what Martin Luther's hand had to do with the Bible changes once you do your history research. Another thing, another dark flag that's over their head. As I mentioned, I think this was like a few broadcasts ago. It was the worship of Dagon. It was a fish god. Their representation was the menstrual hat that was worn by most Catholic priests, cardinals, and popes. Represented Dagon, the Babylonian fish. The Metri hat is worn by the Catholic priests and cardinals and pope. It represents Dagon, the Babylonian fish god. The ancient Babylonians worshipped Dagon, the god of agriculture, clean food, and good fortune. The headgear represented the worship of Sebele and Dagon. It features an open mouth on the head and the rest of the fish body forming a cloak. Now, I had did a research on this, and I found out it was online myself, out of curiosity, going to YouTube. They had seriously, the Catholic Church had seriously put a rebuke on this. They re-rebuked this sideways in big letters that they never had initiated that type of thing. Well, that's what they have to get by. Well, we already seen that in the early forms of it. One of the other things is the current pope has a small, now deadly army of elite warriors protecting him. This is current day. If you ever visit the Vatican, you've seen the sonic guards that protect them. They look like they missed the bus to the local reconnaissance festival with the uniforms that they have, the baggy hand pins, the funny-looking hats, and the spears. The truth is they're highly trained in military forces made up of top ex-Swiss soldiers. And, you know, you can't let those spears fool you. They can shred you to pieces with them. If that doesn't work, they have one of the finest firearm collections on the planet to finish the job. So you might wonder why the current pope has that much protection. Well, the Swiss Guard, if you look into it, they're over 500 years old, making it one of the oldest standing military units in the world, founded officially on January 22, 1506 by Pope Julius II. At the time, the Swiss Guard was really a mercenary force. Back in the 14th century, the Swiss fighters were known to be some of the best anywhere, renowned for their ability to take on far larger armies, and guess what? Always win. In the 1400s, the Swiss mercenaries provided themselves in battle time and time again. And sometimes while fighting for the Holy Church of the Roman Empire, in a way, they left a small footprint with big results that was in our today's elite forces teams. This is something that is really worth looking forward into. So at this particular time, we hope we did give you enough education on the dark times of the Catholic Church, but they have so much dark history behind them, it's hard to get into everything. This is why we have to reach deep into our Bible, and a lot of times with help. As I said in the early portion of my commentary, there's a lot that read the Bible. A lot of people read it, and they can tell you what the words mean, but when they try to put them together for an understanding, they can't relate it into common speech. And this is what we do here in this ministry, Yahuwah's ministry, with our teachers that we have, with the commentaries, with our different readers. We read the verses and they're broken down to the people that are listening. So when you have your Bibles open, you can walk through these verses and learn what the Bible words mean that Yahweh has given us as man and woman. So at this particular time, if the she is ready, more than likely I can turn our program back over to you. So we will give a test and say, pass our program to Seal Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, it doesn't look if I see it is quite ready yet, but this makes me think about the talents that we have as individuals that work on this program. You know, we all have our talents that were given us by Yahweh, and we use them to expedite ourselves in his teachings and walking in his words. Now, let's see if I can break that down while they get their, you know, end together on their own this year. Now, we look at a talent. Seems like they're getting something together on that end. A talent. One of the things that we have, a talent is something that you're instinctively born with that gives you unique skills and ability. Well, when you look at that, that's set apart from knowledge. It's definitely not a learned behavior, although it can be strengthened and practiced. When the Bible speaks of this, it tells us we're all born with these talents and gifts that sets us apart from others. Each of us have different talents, and we use them to help others or help ourselves throughout our life to improve our condition. And we use these talents not to deceive others. In the book of Matthew, chapter 20, 25, verse number 20, it says, and so he had received 5 talents and came and bought another 5 talents, saying, O Yahweh, that has delivered me 5 talents, behold, besides them, I have gained 5 talents more. Well, when you gain these talents, don't do what you may hear in this verse when you try to hide or deceive your talents. Because when you go to Matthew 26 and 28. What was told there when you misused your talent?
Verse 26.
Yahweh said unto him, thou wicked and ungrateful servant, disobedient servant, thou knewest to reap what you didn't sow, and gather what you did not sow. We got to keep these things in mind. As I said, we break these things down so they can be understood, because we have different readers that's been selected to do this for your Bible education. This is the time it seems that the seer might be ready, and hopefully I've been long-winded enough on his end. So we will turn our program back to our seer Israel, and looks like I'm getting calls all over the network myself. So at this time, I'm going to say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh. Mr. Tills, did you hear my hallelujah, Yahweh?
I certainly did, Brother Seer. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I was just passing a program
hallelujah,
back
Yahweh.
To you. And hallelujah, Yahweh. And I tried to be long-winded enough and tried to pass out the information, which a lot of our brothers and sisters are deceived on, with their understanding or, I should say, induce confusion. But this time, I will mute myself, and you can take over. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, well, actually, again, Mr. Tiff, having hearing problems on my end. So, excellent on your part. I guess you're done. But top part of the Sabbath day, all 6 locations open for the top part of Saturday, and I'm gonna see what Brother Yak Doc got to bring to the table, and I'm gonna get out the way, pyramid on something. Brother Yak Doc Israel. Yahuwah busy with steps. I just messed around with that other phone up. That took the one I got out the box that my brother had in the box. I think I hooked that up because now I got myself all tangled up now. I'm trying to hook the old phone back up right now. If I can find it, the cord to the old phone. I'll mess around and misplace the cord to the old phone just that quick. I know you're not. It probably do. But I'm looking for the old cord, that the old adapter. That's right. Okay, you're right. Cause I know you're not hearing a brother at all, is you?
No, I'm not hearing nobody.
Not hearing nobody. So that means
that's a dead line. And then when you're running the truck like that.
Yeah, I got to know how to experiment. I got to know how to get my experiment out the way before broadcast. Like I said again, I got myself all tangled up now, Mr. Tibbs. So now I got to try to untangle myself because I'm all tangled up now.
I'm trying to keep that untangled.
Just use the new stuff with the old stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready to do. I'm gonna put the old stuff back together. Yeah. You know, I get a dial tone, but the dial tone ain't heavy enough to work with. So I'm just going to...
Look at St. John 14, verse 26. So he said he will teach you all things, right? And bring all things to your remembrance. I mean, you know, it gives me great delight, especially when I take care of business with one of these Edomites and make them look like they are elementary in school. They're in elementary school because, you know, it don't take much to puzzle them up according to the word of Yahuwah. Couple of precepts, and they be wondering, well, what you talking about? What is you talking about? All I'm talking about is what's written, that's all. That's all I'm talking about today is what's written. Let's write to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 11. Mother Israel, how do we deal with this word of Yahuwah? We said that he said he would bring it back to our remembrance, right? He was going to teach us all things, right? And he was going to give us all truth, right?
Right.
Which is the word of Yahuwah, right?
Right.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. How do we deal with it, Mother E?
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If any man speaks,
yeah.
Let him speak as the oracle of Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
If any man minister,
if any man or woman minister, what about it?
Let them do it as of their ability which Yahuwah gave.
Which Yahuwah gave it, right?
That Yahuwah in all things may be honored.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah the Son.
Uh-huh.
To whom be praise and dominion forever and ever.
Hallelujah. You say, if any man or woman speak, I mean, you open up your mouth, right? And what it mean to speak? He said, let them do it according to the oracle of Yahuwah. We see a whole lot of folks doing a whole lot of speaking, and ain't no book being turned nowhere. Ain't that right? And just running their jibber-jab. But Yahuwah say, if you're going to be in order, you got to speak according to the oracle of the Most High Yahuwah, the word of Yahuwah.
Right.
Front to 1 Corinthians, Mother the Israel of Peter, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's look at 33 and 40. Mother the Israel of Peter. 1 Corinthians 14, 33 and verse number 40. So he said, if any man or woman speak, the book's supposed to be in front and you be lagging behind it, right? You put a quote on the table, right? Now, we've been told that over and over again, right? Every broadcaster see a big enough. You put a quote on the table, then you make a comment. You let them bump their gum, as the seer would say, right? But you just lay back and load up on these precepts. Ain't that right? Where we at? 1 Corinthians 14, 33 and 40. Mother Z. Israel of C. Royal. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 33 and verse number 40.
1 Corinthians chapter 14,
mm-hmm.
33 and 40.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 33.
Uh-huh.
For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion.
So if there's a lot of confusion going along, that means somebody that slipped in a little bit. Because Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, right? But of what?
But of peace.
But of peace.
As in all that were charity.
Polluted for congregation. Yeah. As in all the congregation of the 12 tribes of Israel. Polluted church, right?
In all the congregation of the 12 tribes of Israel, the saints.
Of the saints.
Of the saints.
Now we all know when the Bible speaks about saints, it's talking about a particular group of people, right?
Right.
Verse number 40.
Verse 40.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 40.
Yes, ma'am.
Let all things be done
decently.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
So he said all things got to be done decently, right? Mm-hmm. And in order. Now let's see if we can see how we have to deal with this thing. Sister Amy Phoebe, C. Roy, the book of Hebrew. Who knew the word Hebrews, chapter 9, verse number 19. Let's see if we can start our little search right here. In the book of Hebrew, who knew the word Hebrews, chapter 9, verse number 19.
Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people.
So Moses spoke what?
Precept.
Uh-huh.
Every precept to all the people.
According to what?
The Torah instruction.
According to the Torah instruction. So Moses didn't come up with his own words, right?
Right.
He'll say his own speech. He spoke every precept according to the Torah instructions. Right. Isaiah. Mother D of Israel of C. Roy in chapter 28. Let's take a look at verse number 10. Isaiah 28, verse number 10. Mother D of Israel.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
For precept must be upon precept.
So he said precept got to be what?
Upon must be upon precept.
He said it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Precept must be upon precept. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Line upon line.
Go ahead.
Line upon line.
Uh-huh.
There a little. I mean, here a little.
Here a little.
And here a little.
And there a little.
There.
So he said, precept must be upon precept.
Yeah.
When Moses spoke the Torah instruction, he spoke by what? Precepts, right? Let's see if I can pull something out in the book of Matthew. He say here a little and there a little. Let's go to the book of Matthew, Mother E. Israel of C. Royal. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter, is that the one I'm looking for? Matthew 13, verse 52. Mother E. Israel. So he say you got to go here a little, there a little. But precept must be upon precept, right?
Right.
The book of Matthew 13, verse 52. Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Let's see how we operate the word of the Most High Yahweh according to his instructions, right? Matthew 13, verse 52. Mother E. Israel.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 52.
Mm-hmm.
Then said he unto them.
What did he say?
Therefore, every scribe which is instructed.
So he said every scribe, every individual that is instructed, what about them?
Unto the kingdom of heaven,
mm-hmm.
like unto a man or woman,
uh-huh.
that is an household.
He said you like it to a man and woman that is putting in work, right? That's what he means, that like it to a household. That means you put in some work, right? Let's see if we can follow that up in Matthew chapter 20. We're coming back, brother. You know how we precept upon must be upon precept.
Okay.
Matthew 20, Mothers be Israel of Syria, verse number 20. Let's see, what about this householder? What's working with this householder, Mothers be? See, we get a precept about this householder. Matthew 20, verse number 1.
Matthew chapter 20. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Go ahead.
For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an household.
As a householder.
Householder.
What about it? Which do what?
Which went out early in the morning to high
mm-hmm.
labor into the vineyard.
Into his vineyard. So he said this household is like a man, right? It went out early in the morning, right? To hire laborers into his vineyard.
Right.
Now what is this vineyard that he needs some laborers to go out and work in? What is this vineyard that he needs laborers to go out and put in some work. In the book of Isaiah, to say Amen, Phoebe, chapter 5. See, we plug in and make it just clear as crystal. The book of Isaiah 5, 1 through 4, and verse number 7. Sister Amen, Phoebe, what is this vineyard that he's talking about here? Is he talking about going out there and pulling up some tomatoes or something? What is he talking about? The book of Isaiah 5, 1 through 4, and verse number 7. Sister Amen, Phoebe of C. Rutgers. The book of Isaiah 5, 1 through 4, verse number 7. What is this vineyard that we can put a name on the vineyard? Because he said he sent some laborers to work in his vineyard, right? Mm-hmm. Isaiah 5, 1 through 4, verse number 7.
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1 through 4,
mm-hmm.
verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Now I will sing to my well-beloved a song.
Now, I was saying to my well-beloved a song. Go ahead.
My beloved touching his vineyard.
Now, that's what we want to know. What is the vineyard, right?
Right?
Go ahead.
My well-beloved have a vineyard,
mm-hmm.
and a very fruitful
hill. So he said, my beloved got a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And he fenced it,
mm-hmm.
and gathered out the stones thereof.
Go ahead.
With the choices
mm-hmm.
and build a tower in the midst of it.
So he put in some work on this vineyard, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And also made a wine press therein.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at it, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes.
Go ahead.
And it brought forth wild grapes.
So he did all this work. He was looking for some grapes, right? He said they all sprung up with wild grapes. Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Come on.
And now, O inhabitants of Yagda Judah.
Go ahead.
And men of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Yagda Judah.
Uh-huh.
Judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard.
He said, now you make the call, right?
Yes.
Judge between me and my vineyard. Verse number 4.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
What could have been done more to my vineyard
mm-hmm.
that I have not done to it?
Go ahead.
Wherefore, when I looked at it, that it should bring forth grapes.
He said, now when I look, that it bring something good to me, right? That it should bring forth grapes, what happened?
Brought it forth wild grapes.
But everything that produced, I swear it was wild, right?
Yeah.
Everything that came out of this vineyard was wild, right?
Yeah.
We read that, you know, in time past, you walked according to this thing too, right? Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Who is this vineyard?
For the vineyard of Yahweh of the host.
For the vineyard of Yahweh the host is who?
Is the family of Israel.
Is the family of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead. Now, the 10 tribes of Israel. Come on. And?
And the men of Yahweh Judah.
And the 7 kingdom. Yagdah Judah is what?
Of his pleasant plant.
Now he said Yagdah Judah is what?
His pleasant plant.
Yagdah Judah is his pleasant plant. But?
And he looked for judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But behold, oppression.
Go ahead.
For righteousness, but he beholds a cry.
So he said he was looking for the righteousness, right? But all he could hear was a cry, right? So what is this righteousness that he was trying to peep out of this vineyard? What is this righteousness that he was trying to peep out to see if Israel, right,
yes,
and Judah was holding on to this righteousness, right?
Yes, yes.
So what is the righteousness of the Most High Yahweh that we can read here? Isaiah what?
119.
Isaiah 119. Isaiah 119. Isaiah 119.
Psalm 119. 137, 142, 143.
All right, Amen, Phoebe. Pull it up. Psalm 119. 137, 42, and 44. Come on with it.
Matthew
verses 17 through 19. Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction.
He said, look here. Don't even let it enter into your mind, right? That I came to do away with the first five books, right? Let's see what he going to do, Sister A.B. Phoebe, with the first five books in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42. Let's see what Yahweh the third going to do. Because, you know, the preacher, he going to put it on the bushel, right? He going to put this light up on the bushel, right? At the same time, he going to be singing this little light of mine. Ain't that right? Let's run to see what Yahweh had to say about the... what he going to do with the first five books in Isaiah chapter 42. And let's look at by verse number 21. Sister Amen, Phoebe, what is he going to do with the first five books here, Mother? I meant Sister Amen, Phoebe. What is he going to do with the first five books? Isaiah 42, verse number 21.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake.
So Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. Go ahead.
He will magnify the Torah instruction.
You mean he ain't going to put his light under no bushel? I mean, under the bushel.
Right.
He's going to magnify the first five books, right?
Right.
And he's going to do what?
And make it honorable.
And he's going to make it honorable. Now, if you don't deal with the first five books, right? Right to our son, Mother D of Israel. Psalm chapter 11, verse number 3. What about the first five books? Psalm 11, verse number 3. Mm-hmm.
If the foundation be destroyed.
You mean the first five books, that's your foundation?
Yes.
If the foundation be destroyed, what about it?
What can the righteous do?
Mm-hmm. He said, you out of luck if you don't view the first five books. Because Yahweh is going to make it honorable. Is that what he's going to do? Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. He said, don't even think about that I've come to destroy the first five books now. That's your foundation. Matthew 5. Hold that point, Mother Z. Let's run to the book of Matthew's chapter 7, Mother Israel. Let's peep at that right quick. Let's look at the foundation now. Matthew's chapter 7. And let's look at, let's pick it up at verse 24. Matthew's chapter 7, verse 24. Mother Israel of the Royal. And let's read down to verse number 29. Matthew 7, verse 24. Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine,
mm-hmm,
and doeth them, I will liken to him.
I will liken him or her what?
I will liken him or her unto a wise man which built his house.
Oh, to a wise man or woman that did what? Which built what?
Built her house upon a rock.
So he said, now therefore whosoever hears these sayings of mine and what?
Built a house.
Oh, hold on, Mother E. And what? What's that other word there? And you hear and you what? You hear and you what? I heard the word of Yahweh, right? What about the doing part? You say you gotta hear it and do it, right? Let's see if we can get a second wind at Mother Z Israel in the book of Luke. Let's see if we can get a second witness somewhere in Luke, Mother Z, Israel, of C. Royal. Let's see if we got, if all we got to do is hear the word, because, you know, they tell you quick, well, I went to church and I heard the word, right? Well, is that all you did, just heard the word? What about the other portion of that thing? Well, you gonna do some of this good stuff, right? Let's see what he said in the book of Luke, if I can write it down up in here, Mother Zeke. He made a statement in Luke chapter 11, Mother Z is real. Let's see if we can get a preacher, a second witness, in Luke 11, 27 and 28. The book of Luke 11, 27 and 28, Mother Z is real, a C. Royal.
Luke chapter
7,
verses
27
and 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
27.
And it come to pass.
And it came to pass what?
And it came to pass as he spoke these things.
So Yahweh the Son was putting it down, right?
Right.
So it came to pass as he spoke these things, what?
A certain woman of the company lifted up her voice.
So you mean that it wasn't just an all-male thing going on around here?
Right.
It said a certain woman of the company, what? Lifted up her voice and did what?
Her voice and said unto him, blessed is the woman.
Blessed the womb.
Oh, blessed is the womb that bare thee.
You know, she sending Yahweh to say some great words, right? He said, look here, blessed is the womb that bare you. Go ahead and what?
And the pap which thus has sucked.
He said, and even that, you know, how they do it nowadays, right? The old pacifier, after the little baby grow up a little bit and throw it on the float somewhere, right? Then the old parents will go get it and they put some gold on it. He said, that old pap which you suck. But now she got old Yahweh the Son all hyped up. Of course, she ain't going to start patting herself on the back. And see how he dealt with it, Mother Z, in verse 28.
Verse 28.
What'd he do?
But he said
what?
You.
Yay.
Yay.
Rather.
Rather.
He said, look here, woman, instead of you talking about the old pap that I suck. He said, yay, rather what?
Rather blessed are you,
blessed are they
that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it.
He said, you blessed when you hear the word of Yahweh and you do it. Is that right?
Right.
Now Yahweh the Son is talking in Matthew chapter 7, Mother E. He said, therefore whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, right? Matthew 7, verse 24 through 29. Mother E. Israel of C. Royal. Let's see how Yahweh dealt with this thing. Yahweh the Son, how he put it down, Mother E. Matthew 7, 24 through 29.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 29.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine.
Go ahead.
And do it
now, we read early in the book of St. John, he said, I call it mine because the Father gave it to me. Therefore, it's mine, right? He said, therefore, whosoever, let's see if we get a second witness on that, Sister A.B. and Phoebe in the book of Proverbs chapter 8. From the book of Proverbs chapter 8, let's see if we can get a second witness that Yahweh said that you got to hear and do these things that is mine, right? The book of Proverbs chapter 8, Sister A.B. and Phoebe of C. Royal. Then let's look at verse number 33. Proverbs 8, verse number 33.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not.
So he said, look here. Hear instructions and be wise, and refuse it not. Verse 34.
34.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man that heareth me.
He said, look here. Blessed is the man and woman that hear me, right? Yes. Go ahead, read on.
Watching daily at my gate.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting at the post of my door.
Uh-huh.
Verse 35.
Mm-hmm.
For whoso findeth me.
Whosoever findeth me, what about it?
Findeth life.
He said, now, you find me, you got what?
Life.
You find life. Now, we started off this conversation talking about this life diet, right? We found out that Yahuwah the Son is the man with the life, ain't that right?
Right.
Isn't that, so we know who's talking here, right?
Right.
He said, whosoever findeth me, findeth life. Go ahead and shall what?
Shall obtain favor of
Yahuwah. Shall obtain favor of Yahuwah the Son.
Yes.
So we read that in St. John 14, verse number 6, right?
Yes.
No man can, or woman cometh to the Father, right?
Yes.
But by me.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yes.
He said, now, who's ever findeth life?
Right.
Find me.
Yes.
Yahuwah the Son, right?
Yes.
He's doing all this big talk here, right?
Yes.
He, and shall obtain favor of Yahuwah the Father, right? Verse number 36, if I say you're all right, then the Father say you're all right. Verse 36, come on.
Verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
But he that sinneth against me.
He said, but the one that break my Torah instructions, right?
Right.
That's what sin is, right?
Right.
We can read that in the book of 1 John chapter 3:3-4, right?
Right.
He said, but he or she that sinneth against me, break my Torah instructions, what about him?
Wrong
of
his soul.
Wrong of his own self.
Right.
He said, you break my Torah instruction. You are wronging your own self. Go ahead. All day that what?
All day that hate me love death.
He said, everybody that hate me. And when you hate my Torah instruction, that's a clear sign, right? That you hate me. That you don't even know me, right?
Right.
The book of Matthew 7. Mother Israel. Chapter 24 to 29. Now, we're going to get through it this time, Mother E. I swear.
Matthew chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24 to 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine.
Go ahead.
And do it them.
Go ahead.
I will liken him or her
uh-huh.
to a wise man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
Which build his house upon the rock.
Now let's see if we can pull out precept. I'm sorry, Mother. Yeah, I can't say no. The book of Hosea, chapter 24, verse 15. The book of Hosea, chapter 24, verse number 15. He said, if you build your house upon the rock, let's see what we're working with here. Is he mean to go and just put your house on top of the mountain somewhere? Is that what he's trying to say, Mother Z?
No.
Go and build your house on high somewhere, right? So Hosea, the word Joshua, 24, verse 15. Let's see if Hosea give us a clue to what house he said you better build on the rock. Hosea, chapter 24, verse number 15. Mother Z. Israel of C. Royal.
The book of Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
For Hosea.
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 24, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And if it seem evil unto you.
Now, Hosea say, now, if it seem evil to you, what about it?
Unto you.
To serve?
To serve, to use you.
Hold on, my Z. He say, now, if it seem evil to you to serve your Yahuwah, right?
Right.
You know, if it ain't a good thing for you to keep this Sabbath day, right? Mm-hmm. You kicking, why should I keep Sabbath day, right? He said, now if you think it's evil to serve your Yahuwah, what about it?
Choose you this day who you will serve.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the
Yahuwah,
Yahuwah the Son.
No, that ain't Yahuwah the Son, that Mother Z.
Okay. Whether
false Yahuwah. You remember about Abraham, father, mother Z, right?
Right.
He had an idol for every day of the week.
Right.
Say your father served false Yahuwah on the other side of the flood. Go ahead.
That's
whether the false Yahweh which you, which your father served, that was on the other side of the flood, or the false Yahweh of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell.
Good.
But as for me and my family,
I thought he was talking about a house there.
Okay.
Now, you're right, brother. But we just precepting this. He said, as for me and my family, what about it?
Okay. But as for me and my house.
Family, you're right, Mother Z. I'm just trying to bring out a little something here.
Okay.
As for me and my family, what about it?
But as for me and my family, we will serve the Yahweh.
So, Oshia, right?
Right.
He said, look here, as for me and my family, we don't serve us in Yahweh. Now let's see where Oshia got that type of grit from, that giddy up on the things of Yahweh. First in the book of Genesis, so say A.B. and Phoebe are seed royal. Because Yahweh made a statement concerning his friend, right? Now, let's see. Before we go to Genesis, let's see if we can pinpoint who is his friend. Let me see if I can pull that out in the book of Isaiah. Who is his friend in the book of Isaiah? Sister A.B. and Phoebe? Who's going to help me out with that one? Who is his friend here in the book of Isaiah? Who is his friend now? And Isaiah, who's going to pull it out for me now? I'm turning pages, but I don't see what I'm looking for. Who is Yahweh's friend that we can read in the book of Isaiah? I don't see it. Give me one more shot there. I got to pull it out. Who is his friend? It's Isaiah. I know that much now. See if I can write it down right quick. It's in the book of Isaiah. I sure don't see it. Ain't that a... Oh, boy. Thank you. Isaiah 41, verse number 8. Who is Yahweh's friend that we can read? Isaiah 41. Who is that? A.B., it's on you. Isaiah 41, verse 8. Who is Yahweh's friend that we can read?
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. But you, Israel, are my servant.
You, Israel, you my servant. Go ahead.
Israel, whom I have chosen. The seed of Abraham, my friend.
The seed of Abraham, that's my friend, right?
Yeah.
The book of Genesis. So let's see what Yahweh say about his friend. Mother D of Israel, the seed royal. Because Joshua said, as for me and my house, right, my family, we're going to serve us of Yahweh. So let's see if that was passed on by Abraham in Genesis 18. Let's pick it up at 17 through 19. Mother, do you have Israel to see royal? What did Yahweh say about Abraham, our father? Mother, do you have? Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
Shall I hide from Abraham, my friend, that thing I'm getting ready to do, right? Go ahead.
Verse 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation.
But Yahweh said Abraham's going to be great and a mighty nation, right?
Yes.
Go ahead. He said, every one of the nations going to have to bow down to him. Ain't that right? And they're going to have to come to you eventually for some water. You ain't going to be paying them tribute. They're going to pay you tribute. He said, yeah, Abraham's going to be a great and mighty nation. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse number 19. What is Abraham going to do, Mother Dia?
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And he will command his children.
He's going to do what?
Command his children.
Abraham ain't going to be sitting around the table asking about what you think.
Right.
He going to command his family, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And his household after him.
Go ahead.
And they shall keep the way of
Yahweh. So in Abraham's house, it's going to be straight Yahweh, nothing else. Come on, now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
But we've been reading that the only way you're going to get blessed is if you be a doer of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 7. We're going to get through it this time, buddy. Matthew chapter 7. Pick it up at 25. I ain't going to even go back to 24. Lord. Chapter 7, we're winding down now. We're coming in for the home stretch. Matthew 7, verse 25 through 29. Mother E. Israel of C. Royal.
Matthew chapter
7,
verse 25 to 29.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. And the rain gets in.
Uh-huh.
And the flood comes.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind blows.
Go ahead.
And beat upon the house.
Beat upon that family. They had all kind of obstacles, right?
Oh, yeah.
All kind of obstacles.
Right.
Oh, that point, Molly. I done did it again. I can't help myself, yo. Yeah, I might as well just leave it alone, right? But yeah. Now, I can't even find what I'm looking for now.
You found that house.
Yeah. Paul made a statement that I want to pull out right there. It'll fit right in there. The precept right there. Paul made a statement somewhere over here. Mother Z Israel. But I'm trying to find out where he made that statement. In the book of Colossians, I believe it is, Mother Z. Yeah, I believe he made a statement in the book of Colossians. Hey, I guess, well, I don't guess there was no guess there, but Colossians 1, verse 23. What did he say there, Mother Z? Colossians 1, verse 23. What did Brother Paul say to these Colossians? The 10 northern tribes over there in Colossae. Mother Z, Israel. Colossians 1, verse 23. What did he say?
Colossians chapter
1,
verse
23. Mm-hmm.
Verse
23. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. If you continue in the covenant,
grounded
and standing
and settled.
And settled.
He said, look here, if you continue in this covenant, you gotta be grounded. Now we all know what that word means.
Right.
Grounded and settled. Go ahead and be what?
Grounded and settled.
Mm-hmm.
Be not moved. Be not moved away from the hope, righteous.
The hope of the covenant.
The hope of the covenant,
mm-hmm.
which you have heard,
uh-huh.
and which was taught to every creature,
mm-hmm.
which is under heaven.
Go ahead.
Whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
So you say you got to be grounded and settled. And you can't be moved with every wind and doctrine, right?
Right.
You got to be settled in this thing.
Right.
You got to know what the word of Yahweh is saying. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Matthew 7, verse 25 through 29. I ain't going to even say it. There you go again, Brother Young Day Israel. Hey, and we've been talking about trying to control the tongue, right? What you working with, Sister Amy and Phoebe?
Hebrews chapter
12,
verse 9.
I don't think anybody can hear you there. We need to hear you.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5.
The book of Hebrews. Who the word Hebrews?
4 and 5.
Chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. What you got going on there, A.B.?
Hebrews 4 and 5. alluded for Eber, chapter 12, verse 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. You have not yet resisted unto blood.
No. He said, look here, ain't nobody never popped you in the mouth and told you, shut up, tell me about some word of Yahweh, right? That ain't happened yet, have it? I mean, we get a little pain, but we ain't got the pop in the mouth yet, have it? We know they working it real good now, but they ain't came and just popped us in the mouth yet, have it? You have not yet resisted unto blood doing what?
Striving against sin.
Verse number 5.
Verse 5.
Go ahead.
And you have forgotten the exhortation.
What do the exhortations say?
Which speaketh unto you as unto children.
So it speaks to you as to what?
Children.
Now, that's another word for heirs of salvation, right?
Right.
It's speaking to you as unto children.
Yes.
Now, who are the children of Yahweh? Who is his children? Because he said he's speaking to you as children, right? Who is his children?
I have taught Father Saturday. All six locations open. All six locations got the radio broadcast will be around about 10:30. Around about 10:30.
Who is his children? Matthew 24:13-14.
You know.
Matthew
23:24.
It's gonna tell us who his children is, amen. They're gonna give us a precept concerning who his children is.
I can't find one.
Let's try some Exodus, Mother D of Israel. Let's try some Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. Let's see if we can grab it in Exodus 4, verse 22. Let's make it plain. Hold that point, Mother D of. Let's see how we got a deal with this thing, Mother D of Israel. Let's run to 2 Corinthians, right quick. Book of 2 Corinthians, Mother D of Israel, of C. Royal. Let's see if I can pull out a statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. Mother D of Israel, how we got to deal with the word of Yahweh here, Mother D of? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 12. Of the year of Israel, of C. Royal. 3, verse number 12.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech.
So we ain't going to make it hard to understand. We're going to make it plain. We're going to come with you plain words, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to make it just plain as can be. Who are the children of Yahweh? Mother Israel of Sea Royal. Mother D of Israel of Sea Royal. Exodus 4, verse 22. Who are the children of Yahweh?
Exodus chapter 4, verse
22. Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
This is what I want you to tell Pharaoh.
Thus
say Yahweh.
Israel is my son.
Israel is my son, right?
Even my firstborn.
So Israel is my son. Even my firstborn. Now who will help me with the one in Jeremiah? Who's going to help me run that one down? We talk about Jeremiah chapter 31, Mother D of Israel, verse number 9.
Jeremiah chapter 31.
Yes, ma'am.
Days shall come.
Mm-hmm.
And with supplication,
will
I lead them, I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way.
He said, look here, Israel's going to get it straight, ain't that right?
Yes.
I'm going to cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way. Wherein?
Wherein they should not stumble.
Ain't going to be no foolishness going on thing Yahweh tells a story, all we got to do is be able to turn the page. Precept, right? He'll tell you the story. After it's been told from beginning to end, right? And all we have to be able to do is tie ourselves back into it to tell it, right? Can't nobody tell it like, who got to tell it, that? Let's write the number. That's who got to step out on this thing real strong. Mother Israel. Write the number. Who got to step out on this thing real strong, Mother E? Numbers chapter 7. That's who got to step out with a mighty hand on the word of Yahweh. Mother Israel in the book of Numbers 7, verse number 2, and verse number 12. Let's see what we're working with here. The book of Numbers chapter 7, verse number 2. Verse number 12, Mother Israel of C. Rogers.
Look at Numbers chapter 7, verses 2 and verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Numbers chapter 7, verse
2
and verse 12.
Go ahead.
Verse
2. Uh-huh.
The tree of Israel.
That's the princes of Israel.
Okay. That the princes of Israel.
And that's what the name mean, right? When you put that name Israel, you surname yourself Israel, you're saying you're a princess of the Most High Yahweh.
Right.
Princess of the Most High Yahweh. Ain't that right?
Right?
He said that the princess of Israel is of the families of their fathers. What about it?
The princess of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Heads of the family of their fathers.
Go ahead.
Who were the princes? Of the tribe.
Who was the leader of the tribe? Go ahead.
And were over them that were numbered.
Offered. Offered.
Offered.
Verse number 12, what they do?
Verse 12.
Uh-huh. And he that?
And he that offered his offering the first day.
So the first man in line was who?
Nashon.
Was Nashon. Who was that?
Nashon.
Come on, Mother Reed.
The son of Amadad.
The son of Amminadad. Amminadad.
Okay, the son of Amminadad.
Who was he coming from, Mother?
Of the tribe of Yahweh.
So the first one got to step out is who? Is that what the book said? We just saying something. Because, you know, they say that the head of the church is Rome. Is that right? That's what they say. The head of the church is the Roman Catholic Church, right? And the only way you're going to get salvation is you got to come through us. That's what they say. But the word of Yahweh say the first one got to step out is Yahweh Judah. That's what the book say. The book of Numbers. Mothers of Israel and Seroy. Let's see how many witnesses we can get in that matter. The book of Numbers chapter 2. Mothers of Israel and Seroy. Numbers 2, verse number 1 through 3, and verse number 9. There are many witnesses is Yahweh going to give us concerning who got to be the man to make the move. Yahweh Judah, right? Let's see if we can get a second witness, Mother Z. The book of Numbers, chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, and verse number 9.
The book of Numbers,
mm-hmm.
chapter 2,
uh-huh.
verse 1, 2, and 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 9.
Come on, Mother Z.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying.
What did Yahweh say?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Every man.
Of the family of Israel.
Every man of the family of Israel shall.
Pitch. By his own what?
By his own standard.
By his own standard. With what?
With the
inside
of their father's house.
Of their father's family, right?
Their family.
So he said, every man shall stand with the inside of their father's family, right? Far off.
Far off.
About the temple.
About the temple of the
congregation.
Congregation shall they pitch.
Now ain't that something? Yahweh is so orderly. He told them where they better stand, right? Verse number 3. Come on.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And on the east side.
Go ahead.
Towards the
rising of the sun.
Rising of the sun.
Come on.
They shall they
of the standard?
Shall they of the standard of the camp?
Camp, the tribe of Yahdah Judah, right?
Camp of Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch through their armies.
Uh-huh.
And
Nashon, the son of Aminadab. The son of Aminadab.
The son of Aminadab shall
be captain.
Captain of the family of Yahdah Judah.
Now, who gave this order?
Yahweh.
Did Moses and Aaron come up with this third?
No.
Now, Yahweh set this thing in order, right?
Right.
Verse number 9, what about it? What about verse number 9, Mother Zeke?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm. And all?
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
All that were numbered in the camp of Yahdah Judah.
What about it?
Was 100,000 and 6,400.
I can't even figure that one out myself. Come on, what's going on, though, Mother Z?
6,000, 4,000 throughout their armies, they shall.
These
shall first sit forth.
So the first one to make a move got to be who?
Yahdah
Judah. The book of Numbers. Just Amen, CBC, and Roy. We're gonna roll with this one for a minute. The book of Numbers, chapter 10, 12 through 14. Just Amen, CBC. So the first one I got to make a move is Yahdah Judah, right?
Hallelujah.
Come on, Just Amen, CBC.
Numbers, chapter 10, verse 12 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And the children of Israel took their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai.
So the children of Israel was in the wilderness.
Yes.
And the what? And the cloud?
And the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran.
Of Paran. Verse number 13.
Verse 13.
Go ahead.
They first took their journey according to the four instructions of Yahweh by the hand of Moses.
So they made their move according to what? The four instructions of Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
They first took their journey, right? According to the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Now let's see what happens. So let's see what Yahweh say, how he put this thing down in verse 14.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
In the first place.
In the first place, what?
When the standard of the camp of the children of Yahdah Judah.
So the first one got to make a move is who?
Yahdah Judah.
The book of Judges, Mother G.F. Israel, C. Roy, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. The book of Judges, chapter 1. Verse number 1 and 2. So Yahdah Judah got to make a move first, right?
Yes.
The book of Judges, chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2. Mother D of Israel of C. Royal.
Chapter 1.
Yes, ma'am. Judges, chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2.
Judges, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Now, after the death of Joshua,
uh-huh.
It came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying,
what?
Who shall go up first against the Canaanites?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Mother Diaz. Come back with that one. Come on back with that one.
I got to hear myself. Go ahead. Judges chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
After the death of
Hoshea,
Palooza, Joshua,
mm-hmm.
it came to pass that the children of Israel asked
Yahweh, saying, now, the family of Israel, right?
Yes.
They went to Yahweh and asked him a question, right?
Right.
Let's see what happened after that.
Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first?
Yes.
Fight against them.
So they want to know who's going to be the first one to step out on this thing, right? Who gonna go up first? For us. Now they went and asked Yahweh, right? They ain't gonna ask old Reverend over there on 93rd Street. They asked Yahweh. What did Yahweh say, Mother dear?
Verse 2.
Uh huh.
And Yahweh said,
what did he say?
Yahdah Judah shall go up. Behold, I have
he said, who's going to make the first move? The book of Judges, chapter 20. Mother E. Israel, seeing right. Judges 20, verse number 18. So he said the first one got to make a move, right? According to Yahweh's word. Not according to what some man got to say, right? It's Yahweh Judah got to step up, right? The book of Judges 19, verse number 18, Mother E. Israel, C. Roy.
Judges 19.
The book of Judges 20, verse number 18. Judges 20, verse number 18, Mother E. Israel, C. Roy.
Judges
20, 18. Yes, ma'am.
The book of Judges, chapter 20, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18 reads.
What it read?
And the children of Israel arose and went up to the banner of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And at council of Yahweh.
They did what?
At council.
So they ain't making a move on their own, right? They're asking Yahweh, how are we going to make this move, right? Ask counsel of Yahweh. Go ahead. And say what?
And say.
What they say?
Which of us shall go up first?
Who going to go first, right?
Yes.
To what?
To the battle.
Uh-huh.
The children of Benjamin.
Now this is a very interesting story about the Benjamites. You know, we know in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was the first... That's one of the first historical references of this homosexual thing, right? But old Benjamin stepped out on some foolishness. And this is what they're talking about right here. He said, hey, we're going to go up against these Benjamites because they done corrupted themselves. Ain't that right? First. Who's going to go up first? Come on.
And the Yahweh said.
What did he say?
Yahweh Judah shall go up first.
Now that's plain as can be, right? Yahweh Judah shall go up first. The book of Genesis, Mother Z. Israel, C. Royal.
You're personal. Yahweh Judah got taken.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 8 through 10. Book of Genesis 49, verse 8 through 10, Mother Z. Israel, C. Royal. Let's see how far we can run this. Let you know that Judah got to make his move, right? Genesis 49, 8 through 10. And nothing going to go down without Judah.
Hallelujah.
Stepping out first, right? Genesis 49, 8 through 10, Mother Z. Israel, C. Royal.
Genesis.
And they act counsel of Yahweh. This is the counsel of Yahweh, right? Hold that point, Mother Z. You took a little bit too long. Yahweh said, I can't be waiting on you. Let's write to the book of Proverbs. Let's see about the counsel of Yahweh, Mother Z. Now, leave it right there. We're coming right back, Mother Z.
Okay.
We're coming right back. But let's run to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 and 21. The book of Proverbs 19, verse 20 and
21. Proverbs. What you
saying? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 and 21. Mother Z. Israel, see you right. Mm-hmm. Let's peep at the council, because they asked the council of Yahweh. Now let's see what Yahweh said about his council, right? I mean, Mother Z, I'm getting ready to go find me something else now.
All right, okay. Proverbs chapter 19.
Yeah, verse 20 and 21 now.
Proverbs.
Because something just popped in my head. I gotta move.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 and 21.
What did it say, Mother Z?
Hear the counsel and receive instructions.
He said, hear counsel, right?
Right.
And receive instructions. Go ahead, that what?
That you may be wise
mm-hmm.
in the latter end.
And we in the latter end, right? He said, but you got to hear the counsel of Yahweh. And receive his instructions, right?
Right.
That's the only thing going to make you wise in these last days, right? Verse number 21.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
There are many
devices.
Devices.
No. I healed me up one of them Edomites today, and boy, it felt good. He told me, that's just your interpretation. I said, look here, man. ain't said nothing out of my mouth. All we did is read the book here. Ain't my interpretation about nothing. But I had a, he turned red, and it was cold today. The book of Proverbs 19, verse 21, Mother, the Israel of Sea Royal. I had a good time.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 21.
What about the counsel of Yahweh? He said there are many devices in man's mind, right?
There are many devices in man's mind. Mind. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Yahweh that shall stand.
He said, nevertheless, what Yahweh say, right? That was going to stand. Let's see what Yahweh say in Genesis 49:8-10, Sister A.B. Phoebe. What did Yahweh say? Is that right, Mother Diaz? We want to know what Yahweh say. Genesis 49:8-10.
Genesis 49:8-10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yahweh
Judah, you are he whom my brothers shall appraise.
He said, look at Yahweh Judah. You're the one that your brethren going to praise, right? I just said, Ephraim, I just said, Yahweh said it. He said, Yahweh Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. That means all of the rest of the 11 tribes got to come and sit down at the feet of Yahweh Judah. Is that what got to happen? Go ahead, read on.
Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemy.
And I swear, it's like I had my hands around his throat today. He was choking. Come on, Sister A.B. Phoebe, come on.
Children shall bow before you.
Go ahead.
Verse 9.
Yahweh
Judah is the lion's
whelp. Yahweh Judah is the lion. And we know what Proverbs 30:30 say, right, Mother Dia?
Yeah.
What do Proverbs 30:30 say about this lion, Mother Dia? What do Proverbs 30:30 say about Yahweh Judah, the lion?
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
A lion which is strongest among beasts.
Go ahead.
And turn not away from it.
So Yahweh Judah ain't got no thing to all retreat, right? They don't throw up no white flag. Judah is a lion's whelp. Come on.
From the prey,
uh-huh.
My son.
Go ahead.
You are gone up.
Mm-hmm.
He stooped down.
Mm-hmm.
And he crouched as a lion.
Go ahead.
And as an old lion.
Uh-huh.
He shall rock. Rouse him up.
So we got to rouse Yahweh Judah up, right?
Yeah.
Got to rouse him up. Verse number 10.
Verse 10.
Go ahead.
The sepulchre shall not depart from Yahweh Judah.
Now, we read that word earlier, and we said that if you got the sepulchre, that means you the head man in charge, right? I ain't going to use that other word that you use, but you the head man in charge, right?
Right.
The scepter shall not depart from Yahweh Judah. Go ahead.
Nor the lawgiver from between his feet.
Mm-hmm. Until when?
Shall Shiloh come.
Until Yahweh the Son show back up, right? Go ahead. And unto him what?
And unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
You mean Yahweh Judah got to get busy,
right?
Because he got to get all 12 tribes in order, right? He got to get them all back in order. That's Yahweh Judah position that Yahweh done said five times, you got to step out first.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah, right?
Let's look at our Romans right quick. Because, you know, I hear somebody saying, well, you reading all them old scriptures, Old Testament scriptures, talking about Yahweh Judah, right?
Yeah,
but let's see if we can read some New Testament scriptures.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mother, do you have Israel to see royal? Romans chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. The book of Romans 3, verse 1 through 4. What about Yahweh Judah? Is anything written in the new book? Romans chapter 3, 1 through 4. Mother D.F. Israel of Sea Royal.
Romans chapter 3, verse 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
What advantage then has
Yahweh Judah? He said, look here. What advantage do Yahweh Judah got, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Or what?
Now, we know that circumcision means those that are keeping the Torah instructions of Yahweh, right?
Yes.
Verse number two.
Verse two.
Mm-hmm.
Much every way, chiefly.
Why?
Because that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahweh.
You mean the word of Yahweh was committed to Yahweh, Judah?
Yes.
Folks, son of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel?
Yes, sir.
Verse number three, what else?
Verse three.
Mm-hmm.
Did not believe.
He said, look here, what if the other 11 tribes shaking their heads and said, no, I don't think so. He said, what if some did not believe? What about it?
Yeah, their unbelief makes the covenant of Yahweh without effect.
So what Yahweh done said in motion, just because they don't believe it, is they going to make Yahweh covenant without effect? Verse number four. What did he got to say, Mother dear of Israel?
Verse four.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh forbid.
Yahweh forbid what?
Yet let Yahweh be true.
Let Yahweh be true.
But every,
what?
Every man, woman, a liar.
Go ahead.
As it is written,
go ahead.
That thou mightest be justified in your saying.
Mm-hmm.
Manifest, I mean, and
might is overcome. The book of Zechariah, Mother Israel, see Royal, chapter 12, verse 7. So he said, let every man and woman be a liar, right? But we've been reading the word of Yahweh. Yahweh said, Judah got to be first, right? Yahweh, Judah, fourth son of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, has got to step out on this thing first. Zechariah 12, verse 7. Mother Israel, see Royal. having the seal of Yahweh. Pick it back up at 2, at the top of it.
Okay.
Pick it back up at the top of it.
And I saw another ministering spirit ascending
from the east.
Having
the seal
of the living Yahweh.
But they say, I've seen a ministering spirit, and he has the seal of the living Yahweh, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can plug that in right quick. Sister Amy, Ephesians 4. Verse number 30. The book of Ephesians 4. Verse number 29 and 30. So say amen, Ephesians C. Royal. Ephesians 4, 29 and 30. So say amen, Ephesians C. Royal.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
He said, look here. If you got to put a bridle on it.
Yeah.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but
that which is good
to what?
To the use of edifying.
That is what?
That it may minister grace unto your hearers.
Grace. Mercy unto the hearers, right?
Okay.
Verse number 30.
Verse 30.
Uh-huh.
And grieve not the righteous spirit of Yahweh.
Go ahead. Whereby what?
Whereby you are sealed.
So you seal by what? The righteous spirit of the Most High Yahweh, right? That would seal you, right?
Yes.
Revelation 7. Pick it up at verse number 3, Mother Z. Israel of C. Royal. Revelation 7, verse number 3.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 3.
Saying what?
Saying, hurt not the earth.
Uh-huh.
Neither the sea.
Go ahead.
Nor the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Till we have sealed the seventh,
the servant
of Abba Yahweh in their forehead.
So you say I'm coming to seal my servant, right?
Mm-hmm.
The servant of Yahweh. And we know we can find out who his servant is all over the book, right?
Yes.
Verse number 4.
Verse 4.
Go ahead. Now John say he heard something, Mother Z. What did he hear?
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the number of them that were sealed.
He said, look at, I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were what? And there were what?
And there were sealed
mm-hmm.
144,000
of what?
Of all the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Of all the tribes of the family of Israel. Now let's see where Yahweh started this good sealing in verse 5, Mother Z.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Of the tribe of Yahdan Judah.
What happened?
Was sealed 12,000.
You mean if from Jump Street to End Street is all about Yahdan Judah first?
Yeah.
The first one that's going to get sealed is Yahdah Judah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see why Yahdah Judah got to be first, Mother dear, in the book of St. John, chapter 4, verse number 22. And it'll be it for me. First, St. John 4, verse 22. What about that? Yahdah Judah is first man in line, right? St. John 4, verse 22. Let's read 21 and 22. 21 and 22.
21 and
22. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Verse 22. Uh-huh.
You worship, you know not.
Now, he talking to this woman at the well, right?
Yeah.
Part of the 10 northern tribes he running this down to, right?
Right.
He say, look here, woman. You don't know what. what, brother? Verse 22.
You worship, you know not what.
He said, look here, northern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You worship. You don't know what, right?
Yeah.
Let's see why he said we know what we worship before we finish that. Mother Israel, the book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews 7, verse 14. Book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews 7, verse 14, Mother Israel. He said, we know what we worship, right? Is that what he said? Let's see why he said we. Who are we talking about here, Mother
Hebrews chapter 7.
Yes, ma'am.
For it is evident
what?
That our Father sprang out.
Now, our Father what? It is evident that our Yahuwah what?
It is evident that our Yahuwah sprang out of Yahuwah Judah.
They say it's evident that Yahuwah the Son came out of what tribe?
Yahuwah Judah,
right? That's why he said, we know, right? He didn't say, I know, right? He said, we know. The book of Micah, Mothers of Israel, Cedar, Micah chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3. Book of Micah 5, 1, 2, and 3. Mothers of Israel, Cedar, Micah 5, verse 1, 2, and 3. He said, we know. That's what he said. I didn't say it. We just read what he said, right? Micah 5, verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother Z, Israel, C, Royal.
Micah 5, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Now gather thyself in truth, O daughter of truth.
Now gather yourself in truth, O daughter of the truth. Go ahead.
He has laid signs.
He has laid seeds.
He has laid seeds against us.
They shall
smite the judges of Israel.
They shall smite the judge of Israel, right?
Right.
With the rod where?
With a rod upon their cheek.
Upon the cheek. Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
But thou,
O Bethlehem Ephrathah.
Bethlehem Ephrathah.
Though you be lifted
little
among the thousand of Yahdah Judah.
Go ahead.
Yet
out of you
shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, for everlasting.
From everlasting. So this guy that came from everlasting came through the fourth son of Jacob, right? Whose name would change to Israel, Yahdah Judah. St. John 4. Verse number 22. Who's reading that? St. John 4, verse 22. Pick that up, Sister Amy and Phoebe. St. John 4, verse 22.
John chapter 4, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
You worship, you know not what.
Now we know he's talking to a northern tribe, right?
Yes.
No, he's talking to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, right? Samaria is the capital of the northern kingdom, right?
Yes.
He said, you know, you worship, you know not what. Go ahead.
We know what we worship.
We know what we worship. Why?
For salvation is of the Yahdah Judah.
He said, Yahdah Judah got the key. Is that right?
Yeah.
He gave it to Peter, didn't he? Yahdah Judah got the key. And on that note, we're going to bring in the seal. See Israel of see Roy by saying, Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Have me the 45th chapter, 1, 2, and 3 of Hebrews
now, we're going to get down to 4 through 6 L's. Mother B, that table is just closed for the top part of the Saturday.
That's what you got. That's right.
You better see it. Form
Yeah, let your little ones
Okay, babe, what you do for a good day? I just want you to read this, boy. I mean,
right.
What's my read?
I ain't gonna tell you. I just want you to read it.
Keep on messing around with that name, Kelvin. That's the name you call it.
Yeah.
See, once they read this, they're gonna make them think, Mother E and Z. And on that note, Mother Yahshua Israel for the poor.
Hallelujah, Gua. All right, top part of the Sabbath day. We're going to get ready to close it out. And we're going to get a little shut-eye and be back for the... And we're going to get some of that sweet sleep, right, see? And get back at it at the bottom part of the Sabbath day. So we're going to bring our mothers in for the close. Mother E. Israel of Seroy, you ready for your close, Mother E.? All right, Mother E. Israel, let's see, right?
I would just like to say, Yahweh for being him, and thanking and praising Yahweh for this day. And I was in the store one day, and a lady come by, and she was looking at the fringes, and she said, fringes. So I asked, I said, do you go to a class? She said, I used to.
Mm.
I said, did you go to a class? No, I was in Tennessee.
Mm.
But this guy was willing. He just kept on. But she said, why she asked you that? And I said, would you like to have a flyer? She took the flyer and looked at the flyer. I know where that is. I do that. That's over there on Diamond. So, I want to ask him, you know, did he used to come here? Well, he said, I think he said, I went up in there. I don't know if you, I didn't get his name because he said, come on, let's go. And I was going to ask you if you know him because he was kind of slim in real life. Oh, I don't know.
The same words over there in 12:46 will be the same words of judgment the last day.
And,
you got your mom.
And she said, the Bible said, would you like to go to the temple? She said, no. The Bible said, when two or three get together, he'll be in the midst.
Right.
Yeah, but he also told us to go to the temple, too.
That's exactly right.
You just, come on, let's go, come on, let's go.
That's how you roll, that's how you roll. But he made it plain, let me get a quick verse there, Mother, ABF, give me five, 14 to say John. Let me get a quick verse here real quick. Yeah, 5:14.
John chapter 5. 14. Afterwards, Yahweh the Son findeth him in the temple.
What Yahweh found it?
In the temple.
Where is?
And said unto him,
what?
Behold, you are made whole.
Yes.
Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you.
What did Yahweh found it?
In the temple.
Don't blow it. Don't come around and stand on the outside talking smack.
Mm.
The worst thing going to come up on you.
Yeah.
That's why he talk about, hey, get out of here. The worst thing is upon him when he leaves you up in the word. Like the brother y'all got here as well.
Hallelujah. What? You got some more to add to that, Mother E?
Hallelujah.
All right, Mother Z, Israel, see, Roy. Are you ready for your close, Mother Z?
Yes,
I'm ready. All right, Mother Z, Israel, see, Roy.
I thank Yahweh for allowing me to be back once more and again on the top part of the Sabbath day. And I thank Yahweh that I learned and have a mind to keep the Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
I thank Yahweh for the seer, Brother Yagda, and Brother T. And I thank Yahweh for the mothers, the sisters, and thank Yahweh for all that it takes to make up this class, and I'm just going to read a verse or two of Psalms, the first chapter. Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the unyakwali, nor stand in the way of sinners, neither sit in the seat of the scorn. Verse 2. But his delight is in the Torah instruction of the Yahweh, and in the Torah instruction do he meditate day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, Amen. Phoebe or C, Roy, you ready for your clothes? Amen. All right, Amen. Phoebe or C, Roy.
First of all, I want to thank Yahweh for being in my life. And before the foundation is flowing into my life all these years. Thank Yahweh for guarding me and keeping me and bringing me to this camp. And to the family that I now have. Totally excited. Also want to say, too, Yahweh was saying for us to remember to be very careful, even for myself, not to repent. If there's anything I've said or done, fear. Because I know sometimes I might get a little kind of outlandish that you guys see, but this is